There's a Toronto chef telling people to stop eating avocados, which might come as bad news if you're somebody who loves to smash an avocado on your toast, which I don't particularly understand, but maybe
so good. Maybe
we can get to that in just a second. He is a Mexican-born Toronto chef, and he's saying that our appetite for guac and all things avocado is actually wreaking havoc both with both the environment and the culinary culture of much of Latin America. He is on the line with us now. His name is Aldo Camarena. His restaurants are Zolo and Castel. And it's great to have you, sir, because I love this conversation. I'm glad you're the one starting it.
Hi. Thank you for having us on radio. I really appreciate the opportunity to shine some light on this issue. And honestly, the response I've gotten so far has been pretty astronomical.
So, two things. Let's jump right in. Number one, Zolo in the beach, fantastic. Your food's phenomenal. I'm a big fan. And two, why are you messing with my avocados? What's going on? Dude!
No, you know what? Between me and you, I absolutely love avocados. I grew up eating them. It was like a staple in every dinner. We put it on pizza. We put it on soup. For me, it's also kind of bittersweet to be sharing these news to try to raise awareness about this, you know, especially if it, you know, comes at the price of myself, you know, giving up something that is so such a staple in my household.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I was going to say, I think it's interesting that you've got somebody who runs a Mexican restaurant saying, hey, maybe we need to pump the brakes on this. But when I started to read about the impacts, and I'm not an environmentalist by any stretch, but common sense dictates that if you've got one avocado and it's taking how many gallons of water to grow that avocado, we got a problem.
It's 60 gallons of water per avocado. I just want to set the record straight real quick, though. I am not the chef over here at Quetzal. That is Steven Sherguru Molnar's. That's entirely his honor, and he's our leader. And honestly, we learned so much from him. I only really run Cholo with my wife, Ashley McKay. But I think it's our place to do something about it, right? We have this voice that people are going to listen to. People love seeing what the new food trends are. And honestly, I think that seeing what we've been going through with this pandemic, seeing climate injustice become a largely talked about issue, you see the caravans of immigrants making their way up, South America, through Mexico, to the United States, eventually to Canada. It's important to look at these issues and not blame the people who are, going through hardships, rather seeing what we can do as a collective to address these issues.
So if, one of the issues is avocados not made on our soil, why don't we just grow more in Canada?
The issue with that is that for proper avocado growth, you need a place that has low wind, no frost, and warm conditions, which sadly is not a Canadian, something that Canada is very known for. But there is talk that I believe, and this is only something I've heard in passing, that in Picton they're talking, if climate change keeps up, we might end up having to migrate our avocado growth up to Canada, to Prince Edward County area. But I still don't know too much information on that, so please don't quote me on that one.
As somebody who's worked in kitchens and run restaurants, is there an alternative out there? Because I'm not pro avocado. I'm just somebody who I could take or leave the avocado. I love Mexican food, but it's not the linchpin for me that it is for other people. So I could take it or leave it. And if you recommended to me something that I could have as an alternative, I would lean into whatever you say.
You know what? I have a better question yet. Is what isn't another option for avocado? The truth is that it's mostly served in North America as guac, which very often people tend to season very heavily with lime and salt anyways. So at the end of the day, most people don't really take home the flavor of guac. They don't really, or avocado, they don't really take that much of the essence of the avocado. And, I've made multiple tests. I've used patuma squash. I have used sunflower seeds. I have used poblano peppers. Really, you can change most green things. Trade them in instead of avocado. Mostly if it has a neutral flavor, you can always just make a puree with that and thicken it with sunflower seeds. And the best part is that you'll probably end up saving some money too.
Okay, see, I love you for this, and I'm glad you're on the line, Aldo, because I said to my team today during our meeting, I said, avocado tastes kind of neutral. It doesn't have really an over-the-top, distinct flavor to it. And everybody looked at me like I was crazy, and here you are, a guy who knows way more than I do about it, and you're hitting the point right out of the park for me. Because it is
right.
Yeah, because it's guac that people love, and they sauce it up with lime, and as you say, all sorts of different things. They wouldn't know an avocado. I mean, maybe there are people who do the toast thing or eat it as a purist, but that's not the masses to me.
Although, don't mind him trying to shape the narrative. Just completely ignore him. We all know that it tastes great all by itself. Give me a break.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Get crucified over here. No, yeah, I, that's, honestly,
that's
avocado
his,
is a
very that's
special
his thing.
Fruit.
It's his thing. Ignore him.
Yeah, but you know, like obviously, if you. He's another thing similar to what you would get from a guacamole. You're eventually going to get a guacamole. Like in terms of avocado itself replacing avocado, I don't think that's the conversation I'm trying to have. I just think that for something like Super Bowl Sunday, you're just trying to like fill up on this like beautiful dip. You know, just go out there and try different vegetables. You know, try hummus. Hummus is delicious. Everyone loves hummus. Refried beans, so good for you.
Now, as we are, of course, on Canada's second National Takeout Day, we hope people will order from you guys tonight.
Oh, for sure. Right now, Quetzal's got, like, some beautiful offerings on the menu. Honestly, I recommend that everyone just, like, goes and checks out the menu.
If you call for takeout and mention Ryan Doyle's name, can you get extra avocado?
I'm going to go with a hard no on that one.
Hard no. Exactly.
Thank you, Aldo. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
There's Aldo Camarena. His restaurant is Zolo. You mentioned that's out in the Beaches area.
Yeah.
And the other one is Quetzal, who he's talking about when it comes to their takeout. So take a look for that. It is National Takeout Day. He's right, though. It's a neutral. It's a neutral veg. It's a neutral fruit. It's something that's. I have to look that up. It is a fruit, isn't it? It's classified as a fruit. It is a fruit. Yeah. I'm right about that. I don't have to look that up, Jay. I know it.
I think someone just self-Googled.
I just saw what in my own brain. I did. Yeah, it's a fruit. I just don't understand the appeal. And when he said 60, he wasn't kidding. It's 60 gallons of water. Like, you don't have to be a hardcore tree hugging environmentalist to realize that 60 gallons of water to grow one avocado is ridiculous. That's just waste. Not to mention the fact you've got all sorts of cartels that are now involved in this industry and in this business because, you know, people here in, let's say, in Canada and the United States, they're tripping over themselves to get an avocado on a piece of toast. Use something different. Get some hummus, as he says.
Someone writes, but Ryan, it's so creamy.
Too bad. 60 gallons. Look, honestly, could you look at your child and say, this avocado, 60 gallons of water. Let's chow down and put it on some rye bread. You're not doing that.
There are so many luxuries that we look at right now that just don't seem to make sense inside of what we're inside of, right? So many different things when you look at something like that. You know what I mean? When I look at, you know, plans that are coming out to make, you know, I don't want to say it, but to make things even more green by 2035, I look at that today and I go, is that the conversation I want to have right now? I don't think so. I know. Captain crap in the environment here. 120 gallons for that avocado? Cool. Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
So you're just a wasteful person during this whole thing. That's what it's taught you? To just think of yourself and nobody else? I just want to put that on the record about
I'm
you.
I'm not going to be that guy.
No, that's I'm fine. Let's waste more water because Jay needs an avocado stat.
I just don't want Aldo to go to business. Give him some business tonight, National
then
Takeout
go get,
Day.
Go get something else on the menu because he's got a great menu.
Try the salsa.
Restaurants.
Try the
salsa. Tomatoes. They only take a cup of water. I'm making that up, but you understand.